Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Bob Flott. We're live and local in the studio on this busy Thursday morning. But another beautiful day around Alamogordo. Wow, we've got a lot going on today. And we're going to share some of that with you starting now this morning. We have dual guests this morning on this part of the Up, Up, and Awake show. First of all, we have Amanda Fry. Amanda's the relatively new public affairs officer for our Lincoln National Forest here in Alamogordo. This is Amanda's first time on the air with us. Hey, Amanda, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on here.
Good to have you in here.
Yep.
Just jump a little closer to that microphone.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
So how is your Thursday morning going?
It's going amazing. Amazing.
So. You've already been busy this morning because we elevated the fire danger in the Lincoln National Forest. Tell us more.
We did. So as of this morning, Lincoln National Forest has officially entered into a high danger risk rating. So that means it's even more important than ever for us to just make sure we're practicing good fire safety and just being responsible out there as we enjoy our great forest. So.
We understand the high fire danger,
mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking about that with
right.
our other guests as well. But the good thing is about this, the forecast calls for a lot of rain coming into our area.
It does.
Starting this weekend through next week.
It does. So let's hope we get a lot of rain out there and just kind of soak everything down and we don't have to worry quite so much about it. But it is fire season, so just always just be aware that what you do, you got to just make sure you're, you know, leaving your campsite as you left it, dousing your campfires and
yep.
using good common sense.
So. That's it, common sense.
Yep.
You took words out of our mouth. Our other guest this morning is on the telephone with us. He is Ansgar Mitchell. Ansgar is the USDA Forest Service Assistant Forest Service Manager for Fire Prevention for the Southwest Region. Hey, Ansgar, welcome this morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Bob. And thanks for having me on your show this morning.
Boy, we're so glad to have you on the air this morning. You heard Amanda Fry mention the fact that our fire danger in the Lincoln National Forest has been elevated to high this morning at 8 o'clock. So what we're talking about this morning is get to know, ready, set, go. Ready, set, go 2023. Wildfire preparedness is year-round. And Ansgar, let's get into that this morning with both you and Amanda. Amanda, you can hear Ansgar, okay?
I can, yeah.
Right? And everything else. But, you know, we elevated it to high this morning here in the Lincoln National Forest. Ansgar, I guess that we have dry conditions pretty much all around the southwest area. Is that correct?
And where I'm at in Arizona right now, is, you know, obviously it's a different geographical area, but still in the southwest region. So our restrictions are a little bit different, but much like was mentioned, it is always a fire season and prepare, you know, right now it's the early fire season. And with what you mentioned, we're talking about, you know, preparedness and what folks can do in terms of, that ready, set, go program. So it, you know, it is different wherever, everywhere you go. And I would just say, you know, make sure that folks are always up to date on that information. Sometimes programs change with that emergency notification and information doesn't get transferred over. So that, there's just a high importance to maybe make it one of your annual checks on your wildfire preparedness to make sure your information is current.
Yeah, Arizona, like California, was blessed with a lot of moisture this past winter season, a lot of snow as well, and that certainly is going to be a big benefit as we quickly approach the fire season. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, you know, yeah, so it did help kind of, you know, put the fire season on a delay or a little bit back, but with that, you know, increased moisture from the monsoons last year and also the winter that we did have, you know, it has increased the growth of all those fuels on our forest floors. And you know, at one point when we do reach a higher fire danger, like there on the Lincoln, you know, we will also anticipate a form of restriction for our forest visitors.
Yeah. And some of the information you gave me to review, Ansgar, before our discussion this morning, stats for our state in New Mexico, you mentioned the fact that there were 7,505 human-caused wildfires in New Mexico from 2010 until 2020. That is just really hard to believe, because I would hope people would be more cautious.
Yeah, you know, Bob, the most wildfires that are that occur are human-caused. Nine out of ten wildfires are generally human-caused, and it can range from a wide variety, whether it's, you know, abandoned campfires or, you know, trailer chains rolling down a highway or recreational target shooting, you know. So there's a wide variety of types of human-caused wildfires, which is why we're, you know, there is that high number with being 9 out of 10 being human-caused.
Let's ask Amanda Fry right now. Amanda, when it comes to our Lincoln National Forest, do we have any wildfires to report?
Not,
so far this year?
We had a small fire so far this year, but no, the good news is that so far, so good. But
was the small fire a lightning-caused fire?
They are not. We don't know the cause of it yet. Yeah. So, yeah, we that's still under investigation.
Whereabouts was that fire?
That was, I want to say, I don't have the exact location on me. So,
yeah.
But it was, I know it was between... I can't.
Oh, okay,
that, so.
I'll share with our audience. Amanda Fry is brand new to the Alamogordo area. She just moved here recently, so she's getting acclimated now to everything around the Lincoln National Forest.
Slowly learning the geography. Yes, so I do apologize.
Hey.
What I can say is that we have had, speaking to the comments, we have had about 20 reports of abandoned wildfire. Or I'm sorry, 20 reports of abandoned campfires within the past couple of weeks.
Yes.
So that is a very large issue. So just making sure, double, triple checking that, you know, you've properly drowned your campfires, that, you know, as they were saying, just making sure you're not driving through tall grass,
right,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
Very, very important now.
Yeah, we'll talk about that, because I think that's some of the things that, Ansgar, we need to discuss this morning. You know, we do several things. We have our transmitter locations for our stations are up at Wofford Mountaintop. Wofford sits at 9,165 feet. And getting up there, it's a locked gate, Forest Service locked gate. But when we get to the top of that one, I go back there about once a month, especially in the spring and summertime, when we have good moisture, I'm very careful where I park my four-wheel drive. I don't want to park it in high grassy areas. And another caution I use when I leave, I pulled my four-wheel drive out of that area I was parked at and walked back and checked to make sure I don't see anything smoldering or things like that. And it's critical that we do that. We don't think about that kind of safety sometime, but parking your vehicle in a area, you need to be very concerned that you don't contribute to the start of a wildfire. Then I think that that's, Ansgar, one thing we need to be aware of as we get into the camping season right now as well.
No, I agree, Bob. No, and that's definitely a good practice to, you know, to pass on to friends, family members, or just anybody in the community, in terms of, you know, parking in, you know, bare dirt areas, and just even if you are, just to check before you move down the road. And, you know, other good practices, as mentioned with the abandoned campfires, is, you know, always to make sure you're drowning and stirring and feeling, you know, prior to leaving your campsite or wherever you're recreating on the National Forest System lands. But also, you know, we are, as you mentioned, getting into that, you know, those summer months and the higher use of camping and just folks getting outdoors. There's a lot of movement up the highways, so even just doing your own vehicle checks, making sure your brakes are fine, and again, with those trailers, that those those chains are secured appropriately on vehicles as they're traveling up and down the highway.
Yeah, you know, I was making a trip one time to Rio Dosa for something a couple of summers ago, and on Highway 70, going up towards Mescalero and Rio Dosa, I could see where these spot fires were. You know, every 100 feet, I'd see a small burn area, go up another 100 feet, see another one, and my thought was somebody had a chain dragging, most likely, and it sparked small fires. They were able to get out right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, it's just something like that that could be the next large human caused wildfires. You know, anybody could be traveling down the highway and not knowing what's going on behind them, and later on you know, it causes that large wildfire that could, you know, have, you know, catastrophic outcome.
You know, and I think when we're traveling like that, Ansgar, with pulling a trailer or something like that, you know, we do hook the chains up, make sure everything is secure in that, but we shouldn't take for granted that the chain is still the way we fastened it, you know. So it might be wise to stop periodically and double check to make sure those chains are not dragging and sparking some fires.
Yep, no, absolutely. No, again, definitely a good practice, Bob.
Ansgar, I know you're running a tight schedule today because you've got a lot of interviews going on today. Do you have a couple more minutes to add some things?
I sure do. I got a couple more minutes before I can need to jump off.
All right. Let's talk about Memorial Day weekend coming up. You know, people are getting their trailers ready already, making sure they're ready to go. There are campers or things like that. Maybe they're tenting, want to make sure the tent's ready to go and everything. So what do we do? What do we do to make sure that once we get into a local camping area, we need to make sure there are no fire restrictions? Because Amanda Pry just mentioned the Lincoln raised theirs to high this morning. People need to be aware of the fire conditions and where they can camp without any problems. How do we do that?
Yeah, so absolutely, Bob. One of the biggest things folks should do is know before they go. And what they can do is, you know, over here on the Prescott National Forest, you know, we have our own forest webpage, much like there on the Lincoln. The Lincoln has their own forest webpage, so that would be a great place to start. And, you know, you can always call your local Forest Service offices to get that information as well, and that would be, you know, not only just to include fire restrictions, but if there's any campground closures or any of that information recreationally for people as they're, you know, getting out and exploring, adventuring during the summer. With that, there's also, most forests do have a form of social media, whether it be Facebook or Twitter or even Instagram. You know, that's the day and age that we're at, but we're also aware that not everybody uses social media, so we still do have those other forms of communication outlets that folks can, you know, call into or go online, or, you know, simply hear, listen to us on the radio. And, you know, with the recommendations of, you know, just going into the offices and getting that information, and always to check the hours prior to, because everywhere you go, there's different operating hours for each forest.
We do like your new PSAs featuring Smokey Bear, especially with that distinguished voice of Sam Elliott. We just got those yesterday, courtesy of your office there, and have them into rotation on all of our stations this morning. So we appreciate that very much. Ansgar, do you have anything else to visit with us on this morning before we let you go because of your busy schedule?
No, I just do want to say thank you guys for your time and inviting me to come on and talk on your show. And just, yeah, always remember that, you know, the fire season can happen at any moment. So, you know, let's just be prepared for it and start, yeah, getting caught up with any notification systems that we need to. So thank you.
You bet, John Garner. Fire season used to be mainly, it seemed like, during the May through maybe August, September months or whatever. But it seems like now we're getting red flag warnings on almost a weekly basis. And now it seems like fire, you know, the fire season is really about a 365-day-a-year challenge for us.
Yeah, and it just really depends geographically wherever you are and seasonalities, you know, and the certain types of fuels in the forest can be, you know, very, you know, don't take much to adjust to the overall environment to where they would, you know, allow fire to occur. So again, that's the importance of, you know, knowing before you go with the restrictions and then also just being fire safe with while you're out recreating in the national forests.
All right. Ansgar Mitchell, USDA Forest Service Assistant Forest Service Manager for Fire Prevention for all of our Southwest region. I want to thank you for going on Live and Local with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Yep. My pleasure, Bob. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And Ansgar, anytime you want to get on the radio with us and talk about things, have your staff there, let us know, and we will certainly make sure we get you taken care of, all right?
All righty. Sounds good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you very much. And thank Whitney Bright for helping out. All right. Thank you, sir. Catch you later. All right. We'll be back with Amanda Pry from our Lincoln National Forest and get caught up on what's going on with our Lincoln National Forest as we get ready for the Memorial Day weekend. Maybe that's the grand opening of summer. We'll be back in just a moment.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Well, we're back live and local in the studio right now, once again with Amanda Pry. She's our public affairs officer for the Lincoln National Forest. And Amanda, I think we had a good conversation here with Ansgar Mitchell with the USDA Forest Service and everything else. He brought some good points, points that we need to really consider as we quickly approach our Memorial Day weekend.
It is. Yeah, it's very important. Nobody wants to be that guy who wound up accidentally starting a fire. Nobody means to do that. So just taking those extra steps that Ansgar was talking about, that's super important. In just those extra few seconds could make a huge difference. So
you
just
bet. And be very careful. Amanda, as you get yourself familiar with our Lincoln National Forest and everything else, what are some of the challenges that you might foresee as we approach the summer vacation season?
Just definitely abandoned campfires, stuff like that.
Right.
Not taking the proper precautions. Those are always an issue. One thing we do get a lot of feedback on are OHVs, too. And very important for people to stay on designated trails with those. So we have full maps and full list of all the trails that you can enjoy with your OHV, ATV. But it's important to stay on those trails. It makes it a more enjoyable experience for all of us.
Right. So most of those trails were established in the Lincoln National Forest prior to side-by-sides.
Mm-hmm.
So some of those trails don't permit side-by-sides to use them.
Right.
And everything else, because they're so wide.
Yeah.
They're a great fun machine.
Oh, yeah.
They're a great fun machine, but they're so wide. So we really need to think about how we're going around the trails in the Lincoln National Forest.
Yes. And as I said, our website, like, it has a full list of any questions you may have. You can usually find it on our website. If you can't, give us a call, and we can give you all the information, maps, all the resources you need to.
And those resources are actually free.
Yes, yes.
Free.
Yeah, all free. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Now, awesome. Now, when we go with the Lincoln National Forest and with the fire ranger, fire danger now high, what does a high rating mean?
So a high rating means, I'm glad you asked, it means that fire can start easily from most causes in small fuels, and such as grass and needles. So that means any sparks, anything, they have the potential to catch that those fuels on fire, those dry fuels that we have out there on fire, and it can get out of hand very quickly if it's not caught really fast, which isn't, we are a huge forest, so it's not always possible to do that. So it means that it can just, the fuels are in such a dry condition that the potential to start a fire is high. So
It is very high right now. The last time I went back to Wofford, there was still snow on the ground and everything, so things were good then.
Right.
But right now, it's extremely dry back there.
Right. And as you mentioned, we have rain in the forecast, hopefully.
Yes.
So just hope and pray for rain. But it's, in the meantime, even if it does rain, it's always just always be cognizant of the fact that, you could, anything could really, you could spark a fire and just not even realize it. You're driving along and just spark something. So just be aware, and that it is dry out there. So
now the fire rating of high is good for all Lincoln National Forest, Guadalupe National Forest. What else?
Guadalupe, Sacramento, and District 2. Smoky Bear. Oh, my word.
Yeah. Yeah, for all of those, too. So people need to be careful now with the Memorial Day weekend coming up.
Yes.
Give us a little bit of history about Amanda Fry. Amanda, you're new to Alamogordo. We welcome you to Alamogordo.
Oh, thank you.
We hope you stay here a long time. You replaced Laura Rabin, who had been here for about 5 years, I think, four or five years, something like that. So how did you end up with the Lincoln here in Alamogordo?
My prior experience, I'm public affairs for the Army, so I was looking for a...
For the Army?
Yes, for the Army.
Really?
Yeah.
How many years?
I'm still in the National Guard, so I've been in for 6 years, I think. Yeah. 6 years this year. It just goes by fast.
We have something in common.
Yeah.
I was public affairs for the Army as well.
Awesome.
A long time ago. Awesome. Maybe before you were even born, I think. Yes.
Okay.
All right. That job.
Yes. It's an amazing job. I love it. And I just love my job here, too. So just it was great to have the opportunity to transition to public affairs with the Forest Service, because it's been amazing so far. So
very good.
Do love it.
Now, do you have a family?
I do not, no. So, not immediate family here. So, my family's in Wyoming.
In Wyoming.
My immediate family is there. So, we're that's where I'm from. It's Cheyenne, Wyoming. So,
whereabouts up there in Wyoming?
Cheyenne, and then, so Cheyenne area. It was great.
Golly, I don't know why we haven't crossed paths before.
I know,
because
it's crazy.
I spent a lot of time up in Wyoming as well before coming down here.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. For my last job was there was K2 Radio and Television.
Mm-hmm.
We worked there for them for several years, and Kojo Radio in Laramie.
Nice. And both awesome places.
Oh, yes. So, very, very nice. Well, let's take a look at some of the things that you have there this morning. What are some of the other information you wanted to disseminate this morning?
So other information I have is actually really fun information. So it's more lighthearted. I did want to talk about our upcoming events for kids up at Smoky Bear Ranger District. We have an outdoor classroom series coming up for students K through sixth grade. So what those are is it's a series of four outdoor classes, and it's going to be teaching kids really fun activities. So they're going to learn how to identify animals, read maps, navigation, all sorts of fun stuff. It is a four-part series. The first class is May 30th. So just head to our Facebook page. We have all the times, locations, and everything on there that you can sign up and just have fun with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's going to be great. So.
And where's it going to be held?
It is at the Sam Tobias Memorial Campground. So that's where it's going to be held. And the times, I think it starts at 8 in the morning. But our website has information, and then also the Facebook page.
Now, do you have a full summer of kids programs going on?
We do. So that four-part series is May 30th, June 1st, 6th, and 8th. And then on the 3rd, we have the annual Youth Fishing Day at Grindstone Lake.
Grindstone, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we have fishing gear for kids 12 and under. And this Saturday, June 3rd, it's also New Mexico's Free Fishing Day. And it's also a part of the National Fishing and Boating Week. So just head on up there. We've got all sorts of activities, speakers, just all sorts of fun stuff for the kids. If they don't like fishing, we've got something else for them. So.
There you go, something else. Now, with the free fishing day being on June the 3rd, that's a Saturday.
Yeah.
Kids 12 and under, no license required or anything.
Not for our activity, no.
Not so, for your activity, right.
Yes.
So, but if parents bring their kids to fish, which they should do, most parents do, and everything else, they have to be a licensed fisherman.
Yes, of course. But as far as it is, like I say, it is in conjunction with New Mexico's free fishing day, so that does that does apply to
covers them, that.
So.
That's good.
Yep.
What else we have coming up?
So those are the two major ones. As always, we've got camping, hiking trails. Everything's opening up for the summer, so we've got just a lot of areas that are getting open. And again, we announce those all on our website as those campsites. If you're wondering about a particular site, just let us know. Guadalupe, they've got a lot of stuff going on as far as like their trails and stuff like that, the OHVs and everything. You've got a lot of resources out there for that. We've just got all sorts of stuff going on, all sorts of stuff. So especially with Memorial Day weekend coming up, we're going to have just a whole lot more. So
we're looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
Great time of year.
Yeah, we're really excited. We've got, you know, all of our ongoing projects, everything going on. So, yeah, we're really busy, this time of year. So, and it's awesome because it keeps me busy because I'm trying to just get info out on it. So
I try to think of excuses sometimes. Normally on the weekend, I go up to our transmitter site, and I'm going, well, let's see. I can go up there and vacuum out the filters and the transmitters. Yeah, I can do that. I can see if there's any moths in the building. You know, I can do that and everything else. And I just love getting up there any time of year, but in the summertime, when it's breezy or windy, I love the trees talking to each other. I mean, the sounds of the wind going through the trees, it's just, it's a relaxing sound to me.
It is.
It just makes me feel like this is really God's nature.
It is. Yes, for sure. I know for our social media and stuff, I've been doing the Name That Trail stuff. And I'm like, all right, this is an awesome excuse because I got to go get photos of these trails. So I just go out there and I'm getting to know the forest and everything. And just, it's been amazing. There's so much to offer out there.
Oh,
and it's just
it never
incredible.
Ends. Never ends.
Yeah.
Tell us again about the fire danger.
Fire danger is, we are at fire danger risk high right now, as of today. So yeah, very important to just be mindful of that, especially as you're going out to enjoy the great outdoors this weekend. Just be aware. So
no restrictions yet on campfires or anything.
No,
you build a campfire in a safe place. It doesn't have to be a standard campfire site.
Right. There are no restrictions at this time.
Yeah.
However, just be aware. Be aware. As always, again, it doesn't matter what the level is. You need to just always act like
common sense.
Common sense. And
good
like
common sense.
Very
high.
So, right. Yeah.
Well, Amanda Fry, thank you for coming in this morning.
Any
final comments?
Just thank you so much for having us on here. And the Forest Service, we are here to provide any information or resources visitors need. So just please do not hesitate to go to our website. Give us a call if you don't find what you're looking for there.
Right.
We're here for you. And so all three of our districts, we've got awesome folks working out there, and they are just more than happy to give you whatever info you need. But come to us and ask if you don't have, you know, if you're not sure, just ask us. We're going to give you the information you need to have a good, safe time and make sure it's safe for everybody else.
You betcha. We're looking forward to that. Fire season, it's here. Risk level is high right now in the Lincoln National Forest, but we've got this rain coming in this weekend. Mike talked about it this morning. All next week, spots of rain as well. So maybe our monsoon season has arrived.
Well, here's hoping. I would be happy if that happens.
Yeah,
so,
and it seems like it's arriving earlier every year.
Yeah. So.
Used to be around July the 4th or something like that holiday. But now it's coming in May, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, I'm good with that.
So. I'm good with that as well. All right.
All right.
Amanda Fry, hang loose a minute. We'll be right back with you, all right?
Thank you so much.
Amanda Fry, Public Affairs Officer with our Lincoln National Forest, former United States Army Lady, Public Affairs Office in the United States Army. Good job there, lady. We appreciate it. Thank you for your service. You're still in the reserve, so thank you.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate that very much.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.